Chapter 1. Ken Ward's Arrival in Utah.
"Dick, I sure will be glad to see Ken," said Jim Williams in his lazy drawl. "I reckon you'll be too." Jim's cool and careless way of saying things sometimes irritated me. Glad to see Ken Ward? I was crazy to see the lad. "Jim, what you know about being glad to see anyone isn't a whole lot," I replied. "You've been a Texan Ranger all your life. I've only been out here in this wild, forsaken country for 3 years. Ken Ward is from my home in Pennsylvania. He probably saw my mother the day he left to come west. Glad to see him? Say. Well, you needn't get peevish. Now, if we calculated it right from Ken's letter, he'll be on today's stage. And there she comes, bowling round the corner of the Pink Cliffs." I glanced up eagerly, my eyes sweeping out on the desert, climbing the red ridge to see a cloud of dust rolling along the base of the great walls. "By jingo, you're right, Jim. Here she comes. Say, I hope Ken is aboard." Jim and I were sitting on a box in front of a store in the little town of Kanab, Utah. The day before, we had ridden in off Buckskin Mountain, having had Ken Ward's letter brought out to us by one of the forest rangers. We had a room in a cottage where we kept what traps and belongings we did not need out on the preserve. And here I had stored Ken's saddle, rifle, lasso, blanket, all the things he had used during his memorable sojourn with us on the Pinnateer the year before. Also, we had that morning sent out to one of the ranches for Ken's Mustang, which was now in a nearby corral. We intended to surprise Ken, for it was not likely we would forget how much he cared for that Mustang. So we waited, watching the cloud of dust roll down the ridge till we could see under it the old grade stage swaying from side to side. "Sure, he mightn't be aboard," said Jim. I reproached myself then for having scorned Jim's matter-of-fact way. After all, there was no telling from Jim's looks or words just how he felt. No doubt, he looked forward to Ken's visit as pleasurably as I. We were two lonely forest rangers, seldom coming to the village and always detailed to duty in the far solitudes of Coconina Preserve, so that the advent of a lively and companionable youngster would be in the nature of a treat. The stage bumped down over the last rocky steps of the ridge and headed into the main street of Kanab. The four dusty horses trotted along with a briskness that showed they knew they had reached the end of their journey. "There's a red-headed kid sitting with the driver," remarked Jim. "Leslie, that can't be Ken." "No, Ken's hair's light. There he is, Jim. There's Ken. He's looking out the window." The horses clattered up and stopped short with a rattle and clink of trappings and a lumbering groan from the old stage. Somebody let out a ringing yell. I saw the driver throw off a mail pouch. Then a powerful young fellow leaped over the wheel and bounded at me. "Dick Leslie," he yelled. I thought I knew that yellow hair flying up and the keen eyes like flashes of blue fire, but before I could be sure of anything, he was upon me, had me in a bear hug that stopped my breath. Then I knew it was Ken Ward. "Oh, Dick, maybe I'm not glad to see you." Whereupon he released me, which made it possible for me to greet him. He interrupted me with eager pleasure, handing me a small bundle and some letters. "From home, Dick, your mother and sister. Both well when I left and tickled to death that I was going to visit you. Why, hello, Jim Williams." "Ken, ashore, I am glad to see you," replied Jim, as he wrung and pumped Ken's hand. "But I wouldn't have knowed you. Why, how you've growed. And you wasn't so stripling when you trimmed the greaser last summer. Ken, you could lick him now in about a minute." "Well, maybe not quite so quick," replied Ken, laughing. "Jim, I've taken on 15 or 20 pounds since I had that scrap with the greaser. And I've had a season's training under the most famous football and baseball trainers in the world." "Well, now, Ken, you're sure going to tell me all about that," said Jim, greatly interested. To me, Ken Ward had changed.